Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The Sound of Freedom Act has passed the entire Alabama House with a 102-0 vote. The bill now heads over to the state Senate for deliberation. The Sound of Freedom Act places an automatic life sentence on anyone convicted of trafficking minors. The bill was given several amendments to clarify the language. It does not allow for a defendant to claim lack of knowledge over a victim's age as a viable legal defense. The bill was sponsored by Donna Givens, who says she wants the state of Alabama to lead the way in the nation in addressing this human trafficking crisis. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A Guntersville man is in police custody after a standoff occurred in the apartment of his ex-wife in the town of Arab. Police were called to the Brandywine Apartments after 44-year-old Joel Lee Brown forced his way into that area. His ex-wife was then able to escape sometime later. Brown proceeded to barricade himself into the apartment and only surrendered to police after a fire somehow started in one of the rooms. Marshall County Sheriff Phil Sims told WHNT News that the cause of the fire is still unknown. The mascot for Auburn University is going to get a statue in his honor. Aubie will be forever memorialized with a bronze statue that gets unveiled this coming Saturday. Aubie was first created in 1959 by a Birmingham cartoonist, and then he came into real-life form as a costume mascot in 1979. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Now, as promised, we have on the phone line Congressman Gary Palmer, Congressman of the 6th District here in Alabama, running for re-election. Gary, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Joey. How are you?
Surviving, I think, is the safest way for me to say that. I want to start here with, we're hearing your ads on our airwaves. I want to start with the Trump endorsement. Why do you think Trump gave you his endorsement, and what does that mean for your campaign?
Well, President Trump gave me his endorsement because he knows me. I worked with the White House when he was in office, and we got things done there. I just spoke to a group, and I said he's not, I mean, you just have to see him in a meeting. He is a quick study. He processes information, and then he makes a decision. And so we had a really good working relationship with the president personally, but also with members of his cabinet and staff. And as far as what it means to me, I think it validates the role that I played in Congress, that I work behind the scenes. I'm not trying to get a photo op. I'm not trying to get an interview on Fox. I'm just trying to get things done. And I think that's one of the main reasons they had so much confidence in me, is they knew when I came to the White House, I was there to bring some ideas, bring some solutions, and try to get things done.
Well, and I think Trump, can you go on a little more into kind of his process? Because that's fascinating. So he really will have sort of a team around him, and he's able to go through all the recommendations and be the man of action. From our last conversation, I was personally very impressed with your command of policy, and I think I just scratched the surface, but he really is able to sift through all these different factors and just say, okay, this is the decision?
Well, first of all, you got to come in with the facts, and because you're not going to come in and throw a bunch of politics at him. So I'll give you an example. Back in 2017, we had a health care bill that Paul Ryan had to pull. And I was convinced that we could get the bill back up. I had an amendment to cover people with pre-existing conditions who literally couldn't afford their health insurance. And it also created a lot of exposure for the insurance company. So I brought an amendment to set up a guaranteed risk pool that not only made insurance affordable for people with pre-existing conditions, but it lowered premiums in every age category. So we have a meeting in the cabinet room, and we're discussing this. He had the Secretary of Health and Human Services in there, and his health policy guys, I think the Director of Office Management Budget was in there, his usual team. And I got up from the table, walked around where he was, and pulled out a bar chart I had on some paper, and showed him how this had worked in the state of Maine and how their insurance premiums for the general population in Maine had come significantly down, and they were lower than the adult non-smokers policyholders in New Hampshire who had the same insurance company. And he looked at the Secretary of Health and Human Services and said, is that right? And he said, yes, sir. And that's how we got that done. I worked hand in hand with them to get that amendment drafted, and that's what brought that bill back. Of course, John McCain, out of spite to Trump, voted against it and killed it, but it was one of the most significant reforms we could have had in health care. And by the way, I've got another bill that I'm bringing that does something similar to that that I'll talk to you about when we're ready to bring it to the floor.
Absolutely. I would love to hear it. And yeah, it makes me wonder how many great ideas just get scuttled because of politics or personality. And I think my next question here, because it really undergirds a lot of what I'm asking everybody these days, is I keep seeing this Gallup polling that shows Americans really lack trust in pretty much all of their major institutions. The only two above water are small business and the military. And I don't think people think the military bureaucracy. I think they think the man or woman in uniform that they know. And so why do you think there is such this lack of trust? And maybe is this why we can't get things done as maybe we used to?
Well, to be totally, brutally honest, there are too many people who've gotten elected to Congress that think it's a reality show and think they're celebrities. And we got too many people running for Congress promising things they can't possibly deliver. And just, in my opinion, gaming the system with social media, raising enormous amounts of money from people who love our country, and they're sending them $10-$20, but they're not getting anything done. And we've got to get back to serious-minded, and I know this is a policy guy saying this, but people who are focused on solutions and not just media hits. And I really think if we could do that, we could get things back on track. And just real quick, I met yesterday with the chairman of the Budget Committee, Jody Arrington, and I served for two terms on the Budget Committee, the last 2 years with Jody, and I believe that we have a budget that will legitimately balance in 10 years with no gimmicks. And we're working on something else that I think will be a game changer. But you've got some guys like that that are serious policy people that are not out throwing their face in front of every camera or their mouth in front of every microphone.
Well, I appreciate that answer. Now, to some of the policy questions that are at least in the news right now, one is this Ukraine supplemental. After the border part of this fell through, the Senate pushed it through. I have thanked both Alabama senators personally that thank y'all for voting no on this. But where do you see this going in the House, and what do you make of what's going on right now in Ukraine?
Well, as far as the bill in the House, it's going nowhere. We've made it absolutely positively clear without securing our border, we're not spending any more money. The thing about where things are in Ukraine, it's our holding back on additional funding has forced Germany and France and other European nations to step up. That said, I think that Ukraine needs to stay in the fight. Putin's not going to live forever, ever. And the rest of the world's watching. Iran is watching. China's watching. So hopefully this alliance of NATO nations will stick together to provide lethal aid. I don't think we should be sending money. I don't think the NATO nations should be sending money. But I don't think we should send another dime until we get our border secure. And I don't mean a promise or, you know, what Biden likes to do, that we'll do this, we'll do that. There needs to be action taken. And it starts I think they ought to allow every border state to use their National Guard to secure their border. And those states should be able to invoice the federal government for every nickel they have to spend to do it.
Again, folks, we're talking to U.S. Congressman Gary Palmer in the 6th District here in Alabama. He's running for re-election, and for folks who don't know or just now paying attention, the 6th District now includes Autauga and Elmore County, which are a big part of our listening audience. If folks are hearing you, and we're going to keep going with the interview, but if they're hearing you so far, Gary, and they want to support your campaign, how can they do so?
Well, they can go to our campaign website and help. There's a candidate forum tonight in Autauga County. It starts at 5:30 if they want to come meet me. I'd love to meet some of your listeners. But we've got a website. It's just www.palmerforalabama.com. www.palmerforalabama.com.
There you go.
Would love to hear from them if they've got questions about issues. And I realize that, you know, I've never represented Autauga or Elmore, and so I'm new to them. But appreciate the opportunity to get to know people.
Yes, sir. And good folks. It's also an interesting area. I think sitting here in this radio studio, I'm touching three or four congressional districts. It's a little head spinning for me, but I'm enjoying getting to know folks who I've never talked to before. That said, one issue I have always been big on, and it could just be my priors, and I could be wrong in my assessment, but the FISA program, and FISA is up for reauthorization. In my mind, especially the FBI aspect of this, it's been abused, and not just a few mistakes, like systematically abused time and time again. Where do you think this is going with FISA reauthorization, and what is your opinion of how the program's been used? Should it stay? Should we reform it, or should we get rid of it?
Well, we don't want to get rid of it. And having been to the border multiple times, and again, having been had top-secret briefings on things that are going on, I can assure your listeners that we do not want to completely get rid of it. What we want to do is to make sure it's not abused against American citizens the way it was used against President Trump and the way it's been used against other people. And we've got some work to do to get there where we can impose accountability on our law enforcement so that it is not abused. But we've got some serious threats, and I don't want to frighten everybody, but I mean, when you've got 8 million people who've gotten into the country that we know about, 1.6 million are gotaways, means that they were never contacted by the Border Patrol or interdicted by the Border Patrol. When we've arrested 312 known or suspected terrorists, you can use your imagination, Joey, about the predicament that we now find ourselves in terms of our threat assessment. So FISA has to be reformed. And I think almost all of us, I honestly can't think of a single member who says that we need to eliminate it completely. But every one of us, I think, agree that it was abused. It was used against President Trump. And we've got to ensure that no American's constitutional rights are violated by anyone in law enforcement. And that's where we're trying to get to with this reform.
Is there, could you give me, I know it's probably fairly complex, but an example of how we could limit the program? I mean, my mind goes back to how there used to be a wall of separation between domestic law enforcement and national security matters that was taken down after 9/11. And I understand the reasons back in those days, but I mean, how do you rein this in? How do you reform it?
Well, I think you've got to put some serious penalties that can be imposed on people who violate it. It's a civil rights issue. It's that if someone is intentionally using our national resources, our intelligence resources, to spy on just regular American citizens, I think there ought to be criminal penalties involved. We can't tolerate that. So I think that's where you start. You mentioned that wall of separation. That wall of separation was actually put in place by Janet Reno's office when she was Attorney General, by a Deputy Attorney General named Jamie Gorelick. And I don't know if you remember this, but when I was working for the Alabama Policy Institute, ran that think tank, I wrote a weekly newspaper column for 16 years, and one of the articles I wrote about was an intelligence operation run out of the Pentagon called Operation Able Danger. They knew 2 years before 9/11 occurred that Mohammed Atta had gotten into our country. They'd been tipped off by Czech intelligence. They had video. They had photographs. I talked to a guy who was working at a bar in South Florida, and Mohammed Atta came into that bar. But they were so afraid of that wall separation that Gorelick had put up between military intelligence and domestic law enforcement that no one in the Pentagon informed the FBI. Otto left and then came back and with 18 other guys carried out 9/11. There were 19 other guys, but one of them missed his flight in Minneapolis, and he's the guy that we caught. But They didn't share that information. That's where you know where there's a credible threat. You've got to act on it. But you shouldn't be spying on innocent Americans where there is no credible threat.
Well, it really is just a shame, and I hear where you're coming from. I just find it very frustrating to see all these tools that were built to fight terrorism abroad. It seems like a lot of them are coming back home and being used on the American population. And now I'm not just talking about FISA. Some of these recent interviews and information that's come out about this misinformation complex that essentially is trying to fight free speech online because, well, then people will lie and misinform and the Russians will win. I just worry that some of these tools put in place for good reason are now coming back and being used for nefarious reasons. Beyond FISA, this is just, a generational struggle here.
Well, just ask Trump if FISA warrants can be abused.
Right. They spied on my campaign. Yeah, they did. They absolutely
did. Yes, they did. And they destroyed some people's lives.
Yeah. And now, closing out here, you recently penned an op-ed that I saw in at least in 1819 News, probably in other publications around the state, talking about the UAW's attempts to start to unionize a lot of these auto manufacturing shops, factories here in the great state of Alabama. Why is that a bad idea? But also give folks more of the context of how big auto manufacturing has become in this great state of ours.
Well, automobile manufacturing in Alabama now, we're now exporting about over $4 billion in automobiles from the state of Alabama. It's a huge part of our economy now. I think we're the third or fourth in the nation in total number of automobiles manufactured, and we've done a great job with it. The automobile manufacturing industry here has provided really good-paying jobs, good benefits, and in the past when they've come in and tried to unionize, and this is not the first time. It's the most aggressive effort that they've made. They're going to put Alabama in a position where we won't be like anybody else, and it's going to drive up the cost of automobiles where even the people who work for those companies can't afford them. And we've seen what's happened in Detroit, and this won't apply to these foreign manufacturers. China's moving automobile manufacturing into Mexico right now. And it's just, we've got a tremendous competitive advantage and doing it in a way that is beneficial to the workforce here in Alabama.
Well, and on that note, again, folks, you can always go to palmer4alabama.com, www.palmer4alabama.com, if you want to support Congressman Palmer and his efforts. I mean, just your sense, is this a fairly competitive race right now? I'm not asking for privileged information, but your sense of the politics of this race going forward, how do you see your chances?
Oh, my race or Trump's?
Yes, sir. Your race.
Yeah, I think I should be in pretty good shape. I mean, I, with all due modesty, I think I've done a really good job. And I've done it in a way that people can respect. It's like I said, I'm not trying to be a celebrity. I'm not a show horse. I'm a workhorse. Kind of like how I grew up in Hackleburg, Alabama. You know, I'm just a blue collar country guy that is trying to get a job done. And I think at the end of the day, that's what people should expect of every member of Congress. Just go up there and do your job. And I think I have. And I think people appreciate it, and I think they respect it.
Well, I appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you, Congressman. And if you want to call in or stop by before Election Day, please feel free. Open door here.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, sir. Again, that's Congressman Gary Palmer running for re-election there in the U.S. Congress. For folks who text me, ask about term limits, I asked that in the first interview we did, but you can go listen back. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, guys. I love the... I actually like the guy that was speaking before. I agree with a lot of that. But this... I have a question for the show.
Yeah.
And because I respect both of y'all. Y'all look in depth on things. But this is my question. What is the Biden business? I mean, when you got I know Eddie. Well, he knows me. We, you know, whatever. But why do you got 20 LLCs and you can't even explain what the structure of your business is? And then if you could explain it, why would a hospital sell itself to you?
The long and short of it, Robert, is the business is to sell the family name and essentially sell, I would say, the illusion of access, of proximity to power. So it's good to be on, you know, I've got the vice president and his son on speed dial. So, I mean, and some folks it's prestige, some folks it's more than protecting their businesses. But the Biden and his family know that. They know they can sell their name. In some cases, I think they just straight up ripped people off. Look at, say, what Tony Bobulinski has attested to. But that seems to be the family business. Sell the name, create contacts, and the Bidens ain't the only ones in Washington playing that game.
Well, now, that brings me to another question. And, Joey, you nailed it. I'm right there with you on that. How does that equate to a businessman who said his entire life is real estate? He builds properties. He owns properties. He rents properties, right? And then the biggest city in our country, New York, does what it does to a businessman, not for what he did in as a president, just for being a businessman. But anyway, I'm going to listen to y'all. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Robert. 272-9228. Actually, in a second, there's a clip I've been sitting on. Like I said earlier, I don't watch cable news at all, but I will play their clips occasionally when it's something entertaining and enlightening. And there was a fantastic moment. Kevin O'Leary, I think he's pretty well known from the show Shark Tank. He was on CNN talking about the fallout. And yes, true fallout from this ruling. You even had the governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, doing damage control about the fallout. And it's because this is not a just ruling. This is not how a free society based in property rights and free exchange conducts itself. This is how third world countries conduct themselves. This is how you end up poor when a bureaucrat or a prosecutor or anybody with a government badge says, we know better than the parties involved in the business. Even though you say you're not a victim, yep, actually you are. This is how you start losing investment. And this is how you end up poor. It's this sort of mentality that government knows best, even if everybody involved might suggest otherwise. So here's the clip. This is, again, Kevin O'Leary talking about, well, how he's probably not going to be investing in New York anytime soon.
Well, let's bring in the chairman of O'Leary Ventures, Shark Tank Judge Kevin O'Leary. Kevin, so good to see you this evening. I mean, let me just jump right in here. Last time you and I spoke about the possibility of what the fine could be in this case, we now know what it is. It's more than $350 million. That's a huge financial hit. And I'm wondering, where is he going to get this money?
Actually, it's closer to $500 million with a 9% interest, assuming it'll take 18 to 2 years to actually settle this in an appeal, which I think it should be appealed. He'll work hard to raise it. I think he can do it. But I don't think this case is about Trump anymore at all.
Right.
Because you heard the governor of New York come out yesterday and say, look, everybody, don't be scared about doing business in New York, because the only people we prosecute are people like Donald Trump who don't behave well. That didn't go over very well with the investment community because we're all asking each other, who's next? This was a victimless crime. Nobody lost any money. And a judge out of nowhere put on a $355 million penalty. I mean, who's next? So if you think
Kevin,
about
Kevin, before I don't want to cut you off, but I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Well, my point is there's never been a case like this in 75 years. Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted. But here's the real point that people in New York should concern themselves with. You can put your money anywhere. I'm a real estate developer. Do you think there's a chance I would ever take a chance on New York again? New York is turning itself into a flyover state. I have to build data centers now. I'm not going to go to New York. New York has power. It's got fiber optics. It's got Niagara Falls. But no, we're not even thinking about it. We're going to places that have the exact same thing, where we have rational governors that have never done this to investors. This is about New York and its people. If I were in New York today and I was living there, I would ask myself, maybe we should hire better management. Why is this happening to us? Why are we becoming a flyover state? Why are investors concerned about putting their money there?
But shouldn't you ask, wouldn't those people also be saying, first of all, I do wonder how many people take issue with the idea that every investor is engaged in falsifying business records, and every investor is engaged in what has been accused of Donald Trump and the Trump Organization, because there's probably a lot who are saying to themselves, I've never falsified my business records. I know what a square foot looks like. I know what I can ask for and what I have the money to support. So I wonder to what extent that really is true. But on the second point, wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer that builds a building, yep, and he says it's worth $400 million and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on earth, including every American city, every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good. And they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works. And then in this case, even the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to, but the judge said, no, 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 no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million. And we're going to do that. Let's penalize all the developers all across America. They've all done the same thing. All of them should go to jail, and we should stop building buildings. That's what the message is from New York. Even the governor herself is concerned about what this looks like to investors all around the world. It's not just U.S. domestic. Around the world, people are talking about what happened here. You really think people want to invest money in New York after this? How about we go somewhere else?
I don't want to cut you off, but I want to converse with you instead.
Well, you just did.
You just did. Well, the government said it's fraud. It must be fraud. Oh, the government is fraudulent. So much of what it does should not exist. But that's just me. 272-9228. Hey, we got to hit this break. More news and views on the other side.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs. And it's just so much. I can't really get across to you how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
You want to play angry and upset at my position, and I usually flip that switch 10 minutes before the game. I'll say my prayer, and after that, it's just I see red for the next 3 hours.
That was Tamaje Porter. He and Chancellor Moody are preparing to try out for the NFL. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now let's go right to the phone. Talk to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Joey, what's that thing you say that government's forcing fraud?
Yes.
At the end of a gun? Is that a quote by somebody?
Well, it's a summation. Maybe look up James Burnham.
James Burnham.
But, yeah, the fraud need not be conscious, and the force need not be violent either.
Well, yeah. They can seize money from your account. They can put levies against your property. They can take your freedom. You know? And that's just things they can do without even really trying hard. So, they're out of control, man. They just do what they want to, and we're supposed to sit here and just take it.
And
we know better than you.
And of late, the argument is, yeah, we suck, but that other gang across the ocean is even worse than us, so you better get with the program.
Maybe if we stop funding both sides of the war, we'll be all right.
Yeah. On every daggum war, too. Daggum.
Yeah. We did the Mujahideen, then we probably ended up fighting those guys after we trained them. You know, that's good. You know, we do this everywhere we go. And it's finally come home to roost. They're rigging elections. They're doing disinformation. They've perfected this, you know, since the late 40s. They've come and done this. And I mean, they started that propaganda jazz, and they just never looked back. That stuff, it's real. I think we're in a PSYOP right now.
Now,
and people are sleepwalking.
Given, you know, all this that we constantly talk about, what's your mood in terms of, like, say, these congressional races here in the state? Like, who are you? Which district are you in? Do you know?
I'm in District 2.
Who are you leaning towards in that race?
Brubaker.
Makes sense.
That's my guy.
Is it just like you know him, you trust him, or like why do you like
him?
Yeah,
he's got a history. You know, people like to talk about their history and what other people have done. You're not going to see an attack ad on him for how he voted. And he's a pretty straight-up guy. You know, he says what he means. He reads the legislation. And, you mean, some people might try to color that against him, but, you know, we pack so much stuff into one bill, and then they try to color what you didn't vote for. You know, they don't mention that. They just put out there, oh, he doesn't want to support the troops or whatever it is. And I think he's just a really genuine guy. I mean, I'm sure he's no angel and he's not perfect, and there's some things I may disagree with him about, but considering everybody else is a bunch of unknowns or, you know, not really my cup of tea.
Well, that makes sense, and I'm going to be doing this more with people calling in, take y'all's temperature on whatever race you're scheduled in, because it could be District 2, it could be District 6, could even be 7. So who knows where this goes? I'm ashamed of the fact that the court essentially took Barry Moore away from me. Well, dadgummit.
Straight up politics. I don't know how anybody can say anything else. They configured it to where you were going to lose two of the best guys that we had. And that's, I don't know how we get. I don't know how the court gets away with that. I mean, where's the check on the judicial system? That's what I want to know. We're supposed to have a checks and balances. Everybody can check and balance everybody else, but it seems they're pretty impotent when it comes to put check on the judicial branch, and I think that's pretty sad. Those guys are supposed to call balls and strikes. They're not supposed to make laws. You don't legislate with a black robe, you know.
Yeah, but as soon as pre-clearance of the Voting Rights Act was taken away by the Supreme Court, I figured this would be coming. But in the irony is the map that had been the map in Alabama for congressional districts for ages had been pre-cleared time and time again by the Justice Department, and not exactly friendly Justice Departments of the state. So it's, yeah, I think it was they saw the opportunity once that whole system fell by the wayside, and we'll see what happens in the general in District 2 here. And I think a lot does hinge on what else is on the ballot, not just the presidential race. Are we going to have a vote on gambling in the lottery, for instance? Turnout is going to be key.
You know, I think that as far as the voting boundaries go, I think they ought to divide the state up into equal squares, and then there you go. And you just apply that map. Stop drawing your district to where you can win it, or you can get the votes you need, or however it is. Just, it is what it is. And then nobody can like it, and then it'll work out how it needs to. We need a mile. I don't want government to work efficiently and fast. That's what Dan used to say. You know, you don't want an efficient government because the only thing they're efficient at is separating you from your money.
Right.
So it's good for them to be stuck and can't get nothing done. I wish they wouldn't do anything. I wish it wouldn't pass nothing. Stop making laws. There's already a law on the books to do what you want to do. I'll bet you. I'll bet you. Why don't you make some laws to put some handcuffs on y'all's abuse of power? Why don't we do that? Why don't you make a law to contain y'all's rights and stuff that y'all think that y'all have because you won a popularity contest, to quote my favorite radio host.
Now, do you think they would throw me in prison or you in prison, anybody in prison, if we were walking around the Capitol on a tour, like chewing gum, and then all of a sudden, oh, that my piece of gum fell out. Let me chew another one. Oh, no, that one fell out. Just, you know, that could slow things down, just getting gum on all those people's shoes.
Well, they'd probably think that was a weapon.
Yeah, it's like Mission Impossible. You put the green and red together.
Yeah. Right, you push it together, and now it's explosive. Jackasses. All right, buddy.
Appreciate
I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Eric. 272-9228. Ah, crap. Got to hit this break. Hopefully have Ray Bowles on the other side here.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
News and Views in the afternoon.
272-9228. If you want to get in on the conversation before we close up shop, hold your horses because we got Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the phone. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Ah, surviving.
I mean, it's 75 degrees. It's not a cloud in the sky. Can't ask for a better day like this.
It is nice today. But,
it is so nice.
Look forward to finally getting out there.
What would even make it that much better? We're all getting ready for spring. It's spring cleaning. And it's time to get in there and let's get the old stuff out, get the new stuff in. And this new display of the Pet Premier carpet, these colors are just off the chart. If you lay them by the new, this sample by the old sample, oh yeah, they've really hit a home run with these colors. But I can't really show you on the radio. You've got to come by the store or call us at 285-8117, and we'll bring them to your house for you.
Wait,
so you'll have to drive.
You'll bring the samples to their house?
Every time. If you just say, hey, bring some samples with you, we're going to load them up and bring them with us.
All right, folks, 285-8117 for that free in-home measurement. And just for folks who haven't heard us talk about it, Ray, the free measurement allows y'all to know exactly what the job's going to take, how much product you need to lay down. That way, when somebody picks out from those samples you bring, you'll know exactly how much it's going to cost.
And it does help us say, oh, you need this, or look at this. This will fit perfect. This color's going to go really, really good with this.
Right.
And that's why we always try to get you to let us come out first, get the measurement. And then when you come in the store, we can say, hey, this is $3,000 or it's $2,000. And give you exactly what it's going to cost. So that way, when you take it home, y'all can look at the colors, talk about the money, sign the contract. Next thing you know, you got a floor down.
Just that simple. Again, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with that Joey fella. I appreciate you, Ray.
Thanks. Have a great day.
272-9228. Randall, how you doing?
Man,
I'm all right.
I didn't get drawn out on the one they approved, so I'm still in 02. So.
Who do you like in 2?
I'll be honest with you, I wish Palmer was up, but I don't know. I really want to go meet him. I was probably going to ask you, where are they having that meeting at in Tall County? Because I don't want to go. And I didn't catch where they was having that tonight. Did you get that?
No, we didn't get into it. Hold on. I can look it up.
Yeah, he said it. I know. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't find it. I looked down in Tall County, all kind of crap, but I didn't see nothing where it was. And I was going to mention, it feels like that they're destroying a couple of areas on purpose, Joy. And I ain't trying to do no conspiracy stuff, but if you just look at the Federal Reserve, the 12 Federal Reserve areas, and you look at Mockingbird, just say if you do that, the three areas that they concentrated on and who killed a Mockingbird was 2, which is New York, mm-hmm. and 11 and 12, which is Dallas and San Francisco. And it's like our biggest problems were in San Francisco. Like, they done cleared, they done ran everybody out from over there in California and stuff. And it's like they trying to do the same thing in 2, and you see what happened in 12, I mean, in 11, how they, you know what I mean, just kind of just letting it go wherever, whatever's going on down. I can't see. I ain't been able to put my own eyes on it. But it just feels like the same three areas that they was concentrating on at the Federal Reserve areas are the same three that is always in the news, and we always having problems at
Right.
Lately, they're trying to destroy it. I don't know. I was just putting that out there.
Well, and I've got an answer for you. The Doster Center tonight.
Heck yeah.
5:30 at the Doster Center. And all these calls rolled in, all these messages rolled in. So tonight at the Doster Center, Randall. And there are going to be a lot of different folks there. Also, breaking news. This just broke about 10 minutes ago, WSFA reporting. Ex-Montgomery police officer A.C. Smith to be released from prison.
Uh-oh. And, you know, that's another thing. If you really think about that morning, they had said before the meeting, or not that morning, at night, whatever his shift, that they was going to start patrolling in them high areas, and y'all start stopping everything that moved. That's what they told them. And they knew they was going to be doing what they done, but they sent that man out by himself still. That's one thing.
Right.
It almost feels orchestrated too much. So, like, you to be concentrating on this one place, but the one area that you're saying, y'all saying stop everything that moves, you only send one person and one vehicle out there.
Well, Randall, I'm running out of time here, but want to remind you, you take one red pill, not the whole bottle.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. I keep forgetting. I'm still chewing on them. All right,
let's see. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. It's Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm well. I was actually calling to tell you about the event tonight, but it seems like you've already got the information.
Yeah.
5:30, Doster Center. There's a 30-minute meet and greet, and then the forum starts at 6 o'clock. It's everybody from congressional candidates down to county commissioners.
Awesome. Well.
Yeah. So I'll be there. So if anybody stops by, please say hey.
Thanks for calling in, Jacqueline. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Let's see if this is on line 4. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. This is Carla Maddox. How are you?
I'm doing great, Carla. Great to hear from you. How you doing?
You too. I just realized so many people called in about the event. and I'm actually cheering that event tonight. So I wanted to let everybody know, too, that anybody that comes in, all of our questions that are going to the candidates tonight are coming directly from the audience.
Oh, very cool. I think that's a good way to do it.